In some Islamic countries, gay men don't fare well. Afghanistan, Iran, and Saudi Arabia have executed some in the past decade. That's according to the International Lesbian and Gay Association. In 1998, the Taliban killed at least three men for sodomy by bulldozing a brick wall over them. In Pakistan, homosexual sex is punishable by whipping, imprisonment, or execution, depending on the court and the region. In some Pakistani courts, execution is the only punishment for sodomy under Islamic law or Sharia. And yet it is an open secret that across classes and social backgrounds, men have sex with men in Pakistan. Miranda Kennedy has a report.
The streets of Peshawar are clogged with brightly painted trucks, Afghan refugees hawking stolen goods, and women in billowing white burqas. This is the capital of Pakistan's most conservative province, the Northwest Frontier Province, on the border with Afghanistan. It's the region that helped breed the Taliban and where the Pakistani government believes Al-Qaeda leaders, including Osama bin Laden, continue to seek refuge. Yet it's here, more than anywhere else in Pakistan, that homosexuality thrives. Saeed Mudassir Shah is a Peshawar-based human rights activist. He says, historically, many ethnic Pashtun men who dominate the region have had young boyfriends whom they keep in the male room of the house, which is called the hujra.
The active guy is of older age and the passive one is of younger age. And there are different dialects and they're known by different names like Larka, Warke, Alik. It's so common that it's part of the folklore. And one of the verses says that the woman is crying and telling her husband, look, you're making me jealous because you're going to the hujra with your boyfriend and you're going to spend the night with him.
Locals say that for centuries, powerful men in this region have taken boyfriends to demonstrate their prestige and wealth. The dominant partner often coerces the boy into the relationship, buys him food and clothes, and forbids him to marry. Coercion is the norm in homosexual relationships across Pakistan. According to the Islamabad-based Society for the Protection of the Rights of the Child, boys are victims of some 55% of reported cases of child sexual abuse in Pakistan. A 16-year-old who only identifies himself as Karam knows all about that.
My father died when I was young, and so when I was 8, I had to go out to support the family. My employer at the tea shop sexually assaulted me. After a while, I realized that doing that pays. I moved to a bigger city and started having sex with men for money. I don't like what I do, but I am doing it for my sister's education.
Many men in Pakistan tell stories similar to Karam's. It's not uncommon for men to bribe or force young boys to have sex with them. According to many accounts, homosexual sex is even common in Pakistan's gender-segregated madrasas or religious schools. Shawar, who wouldn't give his full name, lives in Lahore. He first had sex with a young boy because it was easy. Now, at age 32, he's married and has four children. He often comes here to Lahore's red light district, where he pays boys to let him have sex with them on string beds in the back rooms of shops. But it's something he is deeply ashamed of.
I know that having sex with boys is wrong, but I am addicted to it. I have tried to stop this, but the demons don't let me stop. Homosexual sex should not be legal in Pakistan. According to the Quran, according to Allah, this should not be legal.
Like many men who have homosexual sex in Pakistan's red light areas and public parks, Shawar doesn't use a condom and doesn't know about AIDS. There are groups working against the spread of AIDS in Pakistan, but their work is often hampered by the strong cultural disapproval of homosexuality. According to Pakistan's official figures, there were only some 2,000 cases of AIDS in that country as of last year. But the World Health Organization and UNAIDS estimated the figure at 78,000 2 years ago.
Homosexuality is widely prevalent in Pakistan. It's not as if it's a rare phenomenon in this country. The fact is that it does exist. People just don't want to acknowledge it.
Hina Jilani is a veteran human rights lawyer in Lahore.
Even people like myself who do understand this issue have not been able to take it up. The acceptance of that particular relationship, I think, is still absent from the society. And because of that, those individuals remain very vulnerable.
Because men who have homosexual sex in Pakistan are vulnerable to both attack and prosecution, they rarely identify as gay in the Western sense of the term. But among Pakistan's urban elite, there is a growing community of men who come out as homosexual. They meet on the internet or at private parties with heavy security. But they are a tiny, terrified minority.
That report from Miranda Kennedy in Pakistan.